What does this latest whaling attempt mean for the conservation of whales in Australia?
Yeah, well, what we've seen is those first images emerging of Japanese whaling back in Antarctica in the Southern Ocean Whale Sanctuary. And we should remember that just in 2014, the International Court of Justice told Japan to stop killing whales under this guise of so-called scientific research, which they did for a year. But now they're back, and with this evidence emerging of the whales they've been killing, really there's an upswell of concern and condemnation about what they're doing.
You just mentioned that the International Court of Justice deemed the whaling for scientific purposes illegal. How are they still allowed to operate then?
Yeah, so what the court did was it put a stop to Japan's current program down there in the Southern Ocean. So actually what Japan did was they waited a year, and then they wrote up a whole new program for killing whales under this thin guise of scientific research, and just restarted themselves. And so under this new program, they're looking to kill about 4,000 minke whales within 12 years. So about 333 minkes a year they're targeting. International lawyers have shown again that Japan continues to breach international law. And so, Australia could take Japan back to the courts. We took them to the court in the first place. But basically, Japan says they're allowed to kill as many whales as they want, as long as it's for scientific purposes. And, of course, the international community disagrees with that. But, that's why they're back down there, for these sort of fake purposes of conducting science.
What other reasons would Japan be hunting these whales for that would be outside the remit of scientific research?
What the International Court said was that Japan's whaling in the Southern Ocean, whilst they were calling it science, the scale of the whaling, the thousands of whales over a number of years, meant it was actually commercial whaling. They said the only type of whaling Japan is doing is commercial whaling. Because there's a global ban on commercial whaling, they must stop. And so, we see this, what Japan's whaling is really commercial whaling, under the disguise of science. They're catching hundreds of whales each year. The whale meat gets sold back in Japan. It's really just a way of getting around the global ban, the global moratorium on whaling.
What sorts of punishments are Japan likely to face or have faced in the past for their hunting of whales?
Yeah, so the International Court shut their whaling program down. It would take a country like Australia to take Japan back to one of the international courts or tribunals to try and get this whaling shut down again. If Japan were directly ignoring that first finding of a court, there will be repercussions internationally. But basically, it requires countries like Australia, like the UK, like the US, to look at what they can do, both through legal action, but there's a range of diplomatic sanctions, if you like, that they can bring because Japan continues to kill whales and claim it's scientific research.
The killing of this whale would have taken place in the Southern Ocean Whale Sanctuary, and that was designated by the International Whaling Commission. Will there be more patrolling of this area now that this has occurred?
Well, so you're exactly right. It's an international whale sanctuary. So it's really down to countries like Australia or New Zealand to make sure that the International Whaling Commission's rules are being enforced. And they can do that through, as I've mentioned, international legal action. I think Japan has set itself its quota of 333 whales. The International Whaling Commission is aware that they've set that quota. The International Whaling Commission last year passed a resolution that tried to tighten this loophole. So there is a loophole in the convention that allows whales to be killed for scientific research, but it was just never intended to be used to kill hundreds of whales as a way around the ban on whaling. So there's attempts to get the Whaling Commission to tighten its rules, but really what we need to see now, because Japan is in the middle of a hunt killing up to 333 minke whales, we need countries like Australia to step up and to take Japan on directly.
And is it up to individual governments to patrol these areas with their resources, or is it for non-government organisations that are environmentally aware to protect these whales themselves?
Yeah, so you see that many nations like Australia and New Zealand, they do have fisheries patrols in the Southern Ocean, looking to enforce international fisheries rules, for example. But There's really not a lot that they can do in relation to Japanese whaling on the high seas, because you know Japan claims what they're doing is legitimate. The international legal experts have shown otherwise. But really, a country like Australia can't use a vessel to enforce those provisions. They need to use the international courts, international tribunals, and then every diplomatic channel they can to get Japan to stop. And so, you know, we saw the Japanese Prime Minister was here at the weekend, and you know, it appears that Prime Minister Turnbull raised the issue with him, which is fine, but that's only the very first step. We need to see the Prime Minister publicly condemning Japanese whaling. We need to see other ministers making similar statements, and we've seen the Environment Minister come out over the last couple of days. But then this needs to be ramped up dramatically. Otherwise, we'll just see Japan coming back and killing whales, you know, year in, year out in the Southern Ocean Whale Sanctuary.
So you just mentioned that the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, met with PM Malcolm Turnbull this weekend. Is our government likely to act on this issue in a major way?
Well, we've seen them act. I think it's fair to say that Australia has been one of, if not the strongest country when it comes to a sort of whale conservation, you know, international whaling issues. You know, we were the country that took Japan to the International Court of Justice back in the case that finished in 2014, and New Zealand joined that case. So Australia has got a good track record on this, but over the last few years, you know, we've seen, you know, diplomatic measures to an extent the issue raised, but it really hasn't stopped Japan resuming their so-called research whaling. You know, Australia has shown leadership in the International Whaling Commission and got a resolution through that body last year that tightened the rules, but we still need to see more. We need to see other countries stepping up as well, but clearly if Japan keeps coming back and keeps killing whales, then I think, you know, Australia and other countries need to keep stepping up what they're doing to challenge that whaling. And you know, there's a range of things they can do, as I mentioned, international legal action, escalating that diplomatic pressure, looking at what Japan's doing, you know, operating this fleet within the Antarctic treaty area. The Antarctic's a pristine environment, but they're operating their major whaling ship, the factory vessel there, is 30 years old. It's not a vessel that's got a good safety record. It's not really a vessel which should be operating down close to the ice shelf in pristine waters, which are quite treacherous waters as well. So there's other ways we can challenge Japan. The whole, as well as killing the whales, the whole whaling expedition to the Southern Ocean is filled with environmental risk as well. So there's things Australia can do. They just need to step up and do more. Otherwise, as I've mentioned, Japan will keep killing whales.
Is there anything else that you'd like to mention that I haven't covered regarding this issue of whaling?
Look, if people want to get involved, then you know, I'd encourage them to visit our website, the Australian Marine Conservation Society website. There's action people can take by, you know, sending an email to the Japanese Prime Minister, basically. But also, we'd encourage people to contact their own MPs and say, look, this is an issue for me. We want Australia to take more, because, you know, people power does work on these issues. Australia took a bit of persuading to take Japan to the international courts, but that came about because, you know, the Australian public is very flabbergasted that Japan can still kill whales in the Southern Ocean. They want our government to act and step things up. So, look, I would encourage people to, if they feel passionately about this issue, to do something about it. And getting involved, sending emails, letting your local politician know is a very good start.